Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here comes the hot sniper. I'm the lyrical gangster.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
If I have an opportunity to address the claims, I'd very much appreciate it.
Well, you said it was a material change in your own email.
No, Mayor, I explained to the entire council that the 5-month was a material change because the 5-month proposal was made by yourself and the city clerk without any authority from the council.
Well, let me just stop you right there.
Mayor, can he finish?
You don't know what I did, sir.
Mayor, I have your emails. You sent a proposal with five months.
What actually happened was Mr. Collins spoke to me. I don't appreciate that you lie about me.
Well, really don't. Well,
the point is,
Mayor, it's your email. Please don't interrupt. Mayor, point of order. Can I respond?
He was recognized. You don't let him finish.
You don't let anyone finish, Mayor.
Shut up.
Okay, if y'all can't get yourselves
no,
in order.
You are the worst offender of your rules. Let me finish.
If I am being lied about, I get to
really?
Respond.
Well, yes. you were lying earlier the other night, and you wouldn't let me speak.
Scenic, relaxing Milton, the city where good living flows. you have the Milton City Council meeting, and Alex Andrade, Jeff Snow, Mayor Heather Lindsay. Don't lie about me. Well, I reserve the right to interrupt him if he's going to lie about me. Okay, so the backdrop here is over the Scott Collins contract, which has been executed. He's already been hired as a city manager, and the question is when he was engaging in what I and Alex Andrade think were contract negotiations with Heather Lindsay at her house outside of the scope of authority granted by nobody on council to her. She offered him 5 months of severance, or she says he asked for it, but in any case, she sent him a contract with that in it. The original term was 4. In the back and forth about all this, Scott and Alex eventually just said, hey, let's just make it 4 and not have to send this back to council in case they muck it up again. And so that's what actually happened. And the question has now become, well, was that changing of 5 months to 4 months back from a contract that she offered as opposed to one that was actually offered by city council? Is that a Scrivener's error because it was deleted from one of the contracts? The details here are not all that important. I mean, they are, but they're not, okay, for your purposes. Is that a Scrivener's error or not? And, you know, Alex says it was, therefore he's fine. She says it's not. And also, stop saying I acted outside of my authority.
The issue is this. Councilman Farrow can say that it was not a Scrivener's error, that the correction was material, and she can have that opinion. To get past all of this disagreement, y'all can simply agree that the agreement that Mr. Andrade completed is an agreement you're willing to accept. But I do not accept being characterized as having acted outside of this council's authority.
By going to my house and having a secret phone call with him in which I offered him what he was asking for, basically.
Ms. Molinaro called me and said, let's talk to Mr. Collins. He's ready to talk. In that conversation, I told him, because I'm a lawyer, I don't believe any contract can't be made. You just have to work at it.
So how would you keep a contract negotiation alive if you're not actually engaging in, you know, contract negotiations?
So I told him, we can get this done. Tell us what your counteroffer is. When you get a contract that you don't like, you don't give up. You give us a counteroffer. He told me what would be acceptable to him, and I wrote that down and gave him an email saying, is this what your counteroffer is? That is just facilitating his communication with the council, who would then have to approve the contract or not.
So she says, if you think that's acting outside of my authority, you're crazy.
Now, if y'all want to say that that's me acting outside of your authority, I think that's crazy. Here's why. You authorized for this contract to go forward. You said unanimously you wanted a contract with the man.
Yeah, but you authorized the contract to go forward through Alex negotiating it, not through the mayor negotiating it. And the contract that you had originally been engaged in had a 4-month term, not a 5-month term. And the negotiations were at a standstill. He had withdrawn his application and you were back in there engaging with him. I mean, I don't know how you don't characterize that as negotiating, right? And maybe you say it's okay because, you know, she kind of helped rescue the process for the moment, but definitely negotiating, which is not what the council voted for. But wait, there's more after Candy gives you traffic on the fives.
And the good news is we're not showing many slowdowns or delays. There is an accident on Kingsfield in Cantonment. It's Kingsfield and Natalie's Way, but I'm not showing a roadblock or anything right now. So use caution there, of course, and caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have a traffic tip, you can text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. And here's the other thing is it seems like not just, you know, talking to him is negotiating, but I'm just writing down what he's asking for, and then I'm going to present that back to counsel. Almost seems like she's negotiating as his lawyer as opposed to representing the city. But okay, all right, fine. Back to more of the drama.
Well, if the contract negotiations are falling apart because Mr. Collins was put off by the way Mr. Andrade was questioning him, and that's what he told us,
that's
y'all. That's what he told us. So you can say what you think is true, sir, but I was in the room.
I don't know where the oh my God came from, but somebody was watching the meeting on remote, and that's what they said.
A clutch pearl. Oh my God.
Shut up, Jeff. Oh my God.
In the room, listening to the man speak to me.
Was that at your house with the clerk, Mayor? That's part of process, isn't it? Y'all always talk about process.
You're interrupting.
Excuse me.
I'll explain that, too, since he's interrupted me and he has a concern about
that. You interrupt me every meeting.
Ms. Molinaro didn't want to be overheard when she was asked by Mr. Collins to give him a call because already there were things that had happened at City Hall that very much concerned her.
Yeah.
And she, Councilman Snow, you asked about it. I'm answering your question. So she came to my home. You don't have to believe her, but that's what happened.
Let the record reflect that Jeff Snow is disparaging her with his yes.
You don't have to like what was said. You don't have to like what was done. It's what happened, whether you like it or not. So the conversation happened. I documented what he said. I asked him to confirm it. That's what happened. That's not me negotiating outside of the scope, as Mr. Andrade claimed in his email to y'all to try to excuse himself. It's fine. If Mr. Andrade wanted to make the change,
Mayor, what excuse was
I'll recognize you in a moment. The point is, Mr. Andrade can characterize me however he wishes. I think he's 100% wrong. Now, Mr. Andrade, do you want to defend yourself?
Do I have your permission?
You are recognized now, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're so welcome.
Do I have your permission? Yeah, you're so welcome. So then Alex explains that, you know, Marilyn Farrow, as a city councilwoman, Marilyn Farrow had said that he screwed up the contracts. Well, he didn't write the contracts. He didn't edit the contracts. He specifically told council that he hadn't looked them over at all. It was after he started looking them over, after they approved them the most recent time, that he found the missing paragraph that was a Scrivener's error. And none of that came from him. That's part of what he wanted to defend himself on. And, you know, he saw that when he first sat down to review the contract. He doesn't know why that was missing, but it was. And missing a paragraph that everybody thought was going to be in there is the very definition of a Scrivener's error. It was a total omission, even, you know. So he was well within his authority in my opinion, he was well within his authority to do this.
Now, 5 months.
The discrepancy being that when she was at the house with the city clerk, Heather Lindsay had talked about 5 months is what Scott Collins had asked for severance. 4 months was the term previously in the contract that had been sent to him. So whether you try to go for five or just stick with four and then get it done with, that's what they did. They went with 4 months, okay?
Now, 5 months was the subject of a negotiation that was engaged in between two representatives of the city without any authority from council to negotiate with Mr. Collins. That is the core distinction. And I am sorry, Mayor, if it offends you, but that is a fact.
Does that conclude your defense, sir?
Do I have your permission to conclude?
You also cannot be a smart aleck. That would be helpful.
Smart Aleck Andrade.
Smart Aleck Andrade. He should get t-shirts made.
On it.
Candy's on it. Oh, my God. So, what else? Well, Also, you had one of the founding members of the Pitchfork Posse, Pam Mitchell, alleged that it was a sunshine violation for Alex to check in with the other city council members just to make sure they didn't have any problem with any of this.
My biggest problem with all this is the way that Attorney Andrade went about polling the council by email, by phone call. Are y'all okay that we've changed this contract? I'm going to go ahead if I get your okay, and I'm going to execute it. That is a blatant sunshine law violation. And I understand that the representatives and senators in Tallahassee chose not to put themselves under the sunshine law. So, but I hope that our attorney understands that.
If you're going to throw shade, throw it right. And saying that he doesn't understand the sunshine law because he's part of the legislature that's exempt from it as a state representative, well, it's not a sunshine law for, as the city attorney who reports to the city council, to individually talk to these different people to make sure that, you know, everything is in line with what they want, because he's not a member of that board and he's not acting as a liaison to present information from one to another. He's not carrying across the panel. He's just asking to make sure everybody's good with this. And when he gets everybody's good with it, okay, good. I just wanted to be sure. He's literally doing his job and getting accused of a sunshine violation from somebody who clearly doesn't really understand what the sunshine law requires.
I would like to inquire of counsel. If you do not want me to invite y'all to contact me and voice your concerns or objections or questions, I can stop doing that. But that is absolutely not a sunshine violation.
To the extent it is, it can be cured right now by each one of you saying out loud, you know, that you ratified it or not. So that might be one way to move forward.
To the extent that it is, how is it a sunshine violation? I mean, and remember, she's still the city attorney in Pensacola. You know, she was the city attorney in Milton before Alex was. Long simmering, I think, resentment over all of that. So my goodness, wow. And trust me, there will be scenes 3 and 4.
Oh, I can't wait.
Coming up later on in the morning. I'll say this.
Spit it out.
I think Alex has the right of this pretty much every time.
Smart Alec Andrade.
Smart Alec Andrade has the right of this every single time. I actually think Alex could be more reserved. He could not be at all lip off, but I understand the frustration with being surrounded by such silliness all the time and, you know, getting criticized from board members or the public, and then the mayor does nothing to stop that. But when they criticize Dawn Molinaro, even though she's not there anymore, she interrupts them. And when they criticize a city council member, she interrupts them. I mean, the rules, there are no rules. There's just whatever the mayor wants to do. And she gets called on that later in the meeting. I'll play that clip next hour. Just, it's utter chaos. And you have the mayor failing to lead the meetings in a way that is diplomatic, civil, and fair, and then daring to continually scold people for not being civil, diplomatic, and fair. It's a bizarre breakdown of basic functionality of government, which is why it is the foundational material for our periodic episodes of Days of Our Milk. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s. From Pat Benatar and Blondie to The Cars to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. It's Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival this Tuesday night at 7.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
So many texts in just basically saying the gist of it is A, we love the days of our Milton segments, and B, I probably owe royalties and or thank you notes and or executive producer credits to some of the members of city council and the mayor. Probably true.
That's so true. We should send flowers to the next
627 on News Radio 92.3. See, everything's solved.
From Cat Country.
From Cat Country. That's right. Candy's got traffic. Candy-O's got traffic on the fives.
Candy-O. Looks like everything's running smoothly. Now, there is an accident at Kingsfield and Natalie's Way, which is near Kingsfield and 297A near the Dollar General. But a vehicle crash. It is showing injuries, and it is slow in that area, but not stopped. And that's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. If you have traffic tips, text him in, though, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text in here from a friend. So he says, love those days of Milton segments. Thanks for keeping up with it all. And I said, I can't stop now. It's so captivating. I mean, I know it's just, you know, in the grand scheme of more than a half million people that live in this area, the city of Milton is, you know, percentage-wise fairly small. But man, you are making up for it in entertainment value.
Absolutely. You
know? And I'm not going to start watching like the city council and Century, which I think would be like the next step.
Oh, I bet that is rich. They had somebody quit and then somebody sit in.
Tripling
and, like,
everybody's
stuff.
Property taxes
oh,
and in the same
gosh.
Meeting voting in a $30,000 Christmas light display.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't make this up.
No, I
Oh, and nobody wants to be on the council, and we're having open elections to fill. Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
I wouldn't
story.
Want to do anything,
I
but
know.
I certainly appreciate everybody that does, because yeah, we need it, and you guys are amazing.
Yeah, anyway, but now that I finally have been following these meetings enough that I know people's voices and, you know, the issues for the most part. So, anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
He
I can't
I
stop now.
He and I are teaming up on making smart
yeah,
Alec
please,
and Trotty
t-shirts. Please, don't ever stop. We need this in our lives.
Yeah.
Seven Republican presidential candidates have qualified for tomorrow's debate in California. The RNC announced yesterday that former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who was in the first debate, did not make the cut. Of course, former President Trump skipping the debate to join the picket lines with UAW workers. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says her state's been overwhelmed by the recent migrant surge at the border. Arizona giving a $10 million grant to border police officers for new communications equipment. And the Writers Guild of America leadership voting today on whether or not to approve that tentative deal that would end the writer's strike Deadline Hollywood's Dominic Patton says he's hoping it'll clear the way for quick resolutions.
I feel like the momentum is there, the vibe is there, the studios and streamers are locked in to make a deal, and everybody wants to find a way they can get people back to work, get paychecks showing up in bank accounts.
And, of course, if the deal's agreed to by the leaders, then it goes to the 11,000 WGA members for approval.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Yeah, Asa Hutchinson misses the debate. The Miami mayor or whatever is, you know, suspended his campaign, so we've already got somebody dropping out of the race. Trump won't be there this time. I don't know if he'll be there on the third one or not. We'll see. You know, time will tell, polls will tell, whatever. But, yeah, fun times. Hey, we got the Santa Rosa County Administrator coming up next after Fox and David with local news.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Congress is back in session today with 5 days left to approve funding to avoid a partial government shutdown.
Everyone in America could be faced with paying a price for that.
President Biden blaming House Republicans who can't agree on funding the government. The House is expected to vote today on 4 individual spending bills. The Senate's working on a plan to extend funding short term. The president will be in Michigan today with striking auto workers. At least 20 people are killed in a gas station explosion in a disputed region of Azerbaijan in Eastern Europe.
The blast happened as ethnic Armenians queued to fill their tanks before setting off from Nagorno-Karabakh. Nearly 300 were injured. Azerbaijan took control of the enclave last week, forcing separatist authorities to lay down their arms.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Thousands of people there are trying to leave and get across the border to Armenia. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. Looks like a beautiful morning out there. Partly cloudy skies right now, 73 degrees in Pensacola, and police still searching for a man that escaped from officers in Gulf Breeze last night. Pensacola police were searching around the East Hill area overnight. PPD describes the suspect as a white male wearing a tank top and shorts, wearing one handcuff. The suspect in his 40s, around 5'10". PPD has been advising folks to stay indoors, turn on their lights, and call 911 if they see anybody that matches that description. They were looking around the East Hill area overnight. Pensacola's business community gathered last night for the annual Pensacola Chamber Banquet. This was the 133rd year for this event. It was held over at the UWF Conference Center last night. And as part of the festivities, the Chamber installed their new board. They handed out their annual awards. Some of the winners include the Ambassador of the Year. Ambassadors, of course, are the folks that wear the red jackets. You'd see them if you go to any chamber events or ribbon cuttings. This year's winner was Kirk Waters.
So, you know, we work 40, 50 hours, 60 hours a week. Some of us own our own businesses. Some of us work for other companies. We have nonprofits, a lot of people. But we attend ribbon cuttings because that's a big deal to those companies that are, you know, either opening or moving a location or joining the chamber. We attend all the networking events for the chamber. We really try to help those people when they're there, let them make connections with other people that are there that they may want to meet in their business.
And Waters says that award really is for everyone that's an ambassador for the chamber. He says he was just lucky enough to receive it this year. Other award winners last night included the Small Business of the Year, Ace Unlocks, the Nonprofit of the Year, Pensacola Mass Hall, and Board Member of the Year, Rear Admiral Don Quinn. Well, some good news after that tragic crash in Hillsborough County this week. 6 people were killed Saturday. That's when a train hit an SUV in Plant City. One person in that SUV survived the crash. He's in the hospital now, but a relative has said he's showing signs of recovery. Gamilaro Garma's aunt said yesterday that the 23-year-old has been able to squeeze her hand. Doctors don't believe he's going to end up needing brain surgery. They say his condition has improved at least slightly. Escambia County deputies arrested a man on Davis Highway that was walking with what appeared to be a firearm yesterday. That happened on Davis near Atwood Drive. Channel 3 talked with a person in the area. They said the man ran from some woods and said he was being chased. Deputies took him into custody, and reportedly he was undergoing medical treatment. There's no word on whether the firearm was real or not. The man's identity and possible charges have not been released. Pensacola police say a man was arrested for that shooting near the Workman Middle School last week.
24-year-old Keandre Wright is charged with attempted murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The shooting happened on September 19th while a basketball game inside Workman Middle School was going on. Officers who were working the game inside the school responded to a shots fired call outside and found an adult man with gunshot wounds. Wright was released on $75,000 bond last Friday.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford there. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy, what are you seeing on the roads?
Not much right now. We are watching one accident. Kingsfield and Natalie's Way, which is on Kingsfield, of course, and near 297A, just to give you an idea if you're not familiar with Natalie's Way. But just a little slow in that area, not a roadblock. If you see an accident or a slowdown and you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Showers and thunderstorms might start popping up over the next couple of days. Later today, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing tomorrow. About a 50% chance today and 70% chance tomorrow. Highs are going to be running in the mid to upper 80s. If we end up with more sunshine, of course, it could be a bit hotter. Overnight lows will be down mainly in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, it is 73 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and 68 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Amazon is scrapping a planned fee on merchants who don't use its shipping services. Bloomberg News says the abrupt reversal suggests the company is being more cautious about how much money it tries to extract from online sellers amid an escalating antitrust investigation. Amazon announced the 2% fee on merchants in August, and it was set to take effect on October 1st. The levy was interpreted by Amazon merchants and consultants as a brazen move, since the U.S. government is poised to file an antitrust lawsuit against the e-commerce giant. Intel says it needs 3,000 people to staff the semiconductor factory it plans to build in eastern Germany by the end of the decade. This year, the local apprentice program for chipmaking technicians is training two. The German government trumpeted Intel's planned development as a game changer backed by federal subsidies, but this and similar projects face hurdles such as a shortage of skilled workers. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SOUL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SOUL. Enjoy!
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I never knew there'd come a day when I'd be saying to you.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator and by all accounts doing a fantastic job. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. A lot of stuff in the, I mean, between the Land Development Code meeting, all 7 hours of it, which I finally finished and was very informative. I'm super into all the nerd stuff now, and it's very interesting. I learned a ton from that and the budget hearing. And then yesterday we had the agenda the committee meeting that we're going to have the regular meeting for on Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Let's start with this. The hubbub over the gas station across the street and down the road a little bit from the Loves. The people are upset because they don't want a gas station at the long, winding entrance to their really cool neighborhood, which is a really cool neighborhood. Is that something that can even be stopped? Is that something that they're within their rights to build it there? What's the status of that?
It's my understanding that they have the right to build it there. It is a commercial area, so you know they do have the right to build the gas station there.
Okay, so that's not something they can be upset, but they don't really have any power to stop it because when it's in your land use and your zoning, and you know you do stuff within the land use and the zoning, there's nothing to be done. Which kind of is reminiscent of another case that you and I had talked about before and created a lot of controversy. The proposal to build an RV park out on Navarre Beach, which I said at the time, I know the board had talked about this, and the owner basically said, "Look, an RV park is less awful than a condo, and I'm entitled to build condos if I want to. Why don't you all let me build an RV park and you'll be less upset than if I build condos?" The people said no, it got voted down, and then now he's going to build condos. But I guess now he's coming back to ask again for maybe the opportunity to go back to building the RV park. Where's the status of this?
Right. There was a legal challenge that was filed, and we're required to have a mediation for this particular legal issues. So there was mediation held, and the decision out of the mediation was to allow him to come back and have another hearing before the county commission as to possibly rezoning that property. So October 26th, there'll be at our county commission zoning meeting, there'll be another discussion about his request to build an RV park as opposed to condos.
Okay. I don't speak for the folks on Navarre Beach, except to the extent that I wonder if they might have since then come to their senses and thought, you know, a condo would be worse. Maybe we'll approve this. Maybe we won't throw such a fit about this. But, you know, you never know. People do the stuff that they're going to do. I know one of the big conversations has been about impact fees. If I remember in the budget meeting from last Tuesday, it came up at the end where Sam Parker proposed, let's just direct staff that we're not going to really look into impact fees for another year or so. That way, the business community knows they don't have to worry about that. The staff doesn't have to waste time on it. Kerry Smith seemed to push back and want to say, you know, I'm more interested in looking at this. But then yesterday, this kind of came to a big conversation again. What is actually happening? It's not on the agenda, but if Commissioner Smith wants to bring an agenda item, he can, right?
He can, and that was part of the final discussion yesterday before the subject, they moved on from the subject, that he can bring it back as an agenda item at any time, and so that's his right to do that, and the board can have a discussion in the future about it.
Very good. And, I mean, the board is kind of a weird, like, the board can't restrict its own future decisions, you know, certainly not to subsequent boards, but even to itself, like, they can't vote to prohibit themselves from talking about impact fees because they could vote the next week literally to undo that vote, right? I mean, in terms of what's practically possible, they can direct staff and kind of give a sense to the business community, but there is no in effect way to forbid themselves from having a conversation or even enacting a new ordinance or impact fees or anything else, right?
That's my understanding. This is something that at any point they could vote to change direction and overturn that vote and make a decision about impact fees.
Right, very good. One of the other things that y'all are kind of working on is, I guess you're buying some more acreage for the I-10 Industrial Park off 87, the one that's, you know, getting pretty close to almost being ready for people to move in, right?
We are, and that's exciting. We have four companies going in there already. Lavelle Medical Services, Damon's Ice Cream, Hershey's, and Buffalo Rock, which will be the largest of the four. So that park has really taken off, and we're very excited to get those businesses open sometime in late 24, early 25.
Oh, great. I mean, you know, we've been waiting for it for a long time, and we're excited about the possibilities there. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. Devan, hang on for me for just a second. Let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
This is brought to you by Staples Stores, and Staples Stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. The accident at Kingsfield and 297A seems to be have moved off out of the way, not showing any problems on I-10 or 110. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, even though ECUA has had issues, you guys are going to, what, continue with recycling, it looks like, for another year?
Right. We're extending our agreement with ECUA to continue recycling for another year. It's going to cost a little more, but the board determined that was still a direction they wanted to go in to continue to work to do recycling for Santa Rosa County.
Have you had any conversation about some of the various alternatives? You know, like ECUA in Escambia County is now allowing you the option to get rid of your recycling can if you don't want to recycle to reduce contamination, and to get basically a second garbage bin if you want it. Of course, City of Pensacola has done away with recycling bins, at least temporarily, until they can figure out a solution. Have you guys talked about sort of other ways to deal with the contamination problem at all?
Well, staff had extensive discussions internally on our options and what would be best, and so there were a couple of other options to the board that would, you know, change how we do recycling, that would increase the cost for recycling to the residents and those kinds of things. But in the end, the board felt like it was most important and the best approach was to continue the current recycling program as it stands right now, and something we'll revisit again next year and see how recycling is going and if we're continuing to have to pay to manage the recycling program.
Okay, fair enough. You know, keeping watching it is obviously, that's always an important thing. Aquatic center? I know this is something that is, I mean, I've been here 9 years, and as long as I've lived here, this has been one of those things like, we want it, we can't afford it, where do we put it? Let's put it there. Nope, the club's getting torn down. You know, like, it never seems to ever come past the good idea phase, but tell me what's going on here.
Well, several months ago, Commissioner Wright brought this up again, or brought it up. As he mentioned, it's been talked about for a long time, and requested that we authorize a feasibility study. The board approved that, and we have the respondents that want to do the feasibility study. So what they approved yesterday was to set up a meeting probably in October for the board to hear the presentations from the companies that have submitted, and their presentation will be how they will study and bring back recommendations to the county on where an aquatic center would go and the cost and those kinds of things that would be key for the board to make a decision for a future aquatic center.
Okay, so this is sort of that first of 10 steps kind of situation to just kind of figure out what the possibilities are. Is that it?
Absolutely. You know, where, how much, what it would look like, you know, if it would be, you know, a very large one or a smaller scale. So they would, this group, whoever's chosen, would do a study and come back with some recommendations to the board.
Very good. And the last thing is, I think you're still working on the Consolidated Dispatch Center, and you're getting ready to make some decisions related to this. Is that right?
Yes, we actually have awarded the or approved the first phase of fees from the architect design group for starting the plans on the consolidated dispatch and 911 center.
Very good. Well, all progress, it seems like to me. Devan Cook, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. We'll look forward to the regular meeting on Thursday and, you know, some of the more contentious things that are going to... Oh, when do they actually... When is the follow-up meeting for the Land Development Code? When is the, you know, all of the things put in text so that they can vote on approving it? When is that supposed to be?
It is, I believe it's also October 26th, okay. I believe is the date for that as well. I'll confirm that, but it's later in October.
Okay, and I mean, just for people who have been following this stuff, like all the decisions were made in the Land Development Code meeting, the second meeting. It's just a matter of there were some guidance to staff to come back with the actual verbiage on some things, and I know so the commission wants to see all that just to be sure that it's all the way they wanted it to be. There had been some intimation that maybe all of these decisions could be undone, including the deletion of the alternative subdivision plan and the taking up again of the billboards and just, you know, and all of that. And that's not what's going to happen at this meeting. It really is going to be, they're just going to make sure that it's what they wanted and then they're going to vote on it, right?
That's our plan.
But you have seen meetings where the plan doesn't go accordingly, so I understand that. Devan Cook, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, thanks for administrating the county and for spending some time explaining things to our folks, and I really appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next week, or in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day. My heart only runs on Supreme. Hey, Ale!
National average for a gallon of gas, 383. Florida average is 357. Mississippi is 326. That's the best. California is 584. That's the worst in all ways. 324 east at the Walmart in Navarre. 325 west at the other Walmart in Navarre. 324 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 349 improper at a couple of stations. If you're in Milton this morning, 328 at the Raceway. 323 is a pretty good price at the Tom Thumb down Avalon. Of course, I think you got to be a Cumberland Farms member or whatever, but, you know, okay, fine. Looks like the Murphy has 327, although that's not the best price. The Daybreak Market has the best price in in Pea Ridge at 325. And then 329 if you can wait until the Raceway going through Pace. Getting over on into Pensacola on 9 Mile, you've got the Walmart has 317. 319 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29 and coming in from the southwest side. 323 at the Navy Murphy. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen. PeteMooreImports.com. 655 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. Accident on Kingsfield, and it looks like that has been moved off to the side, not slowing anything down near 297A and specifically Natalie's Way in West Kingsfield Road. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, you can text it in at 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A resident of South Colorado has apparently died from the plague. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment announced that yesterday they didn't identify the victim. Health officials say the disease is rare, caused by infected fleas. That was announced yesterday. President Biden joining the picket lines in Michigan today with UAW workers. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is hoping for a win-win solution. And the world's largest modern Hindu temple outside of India is set to open next month in New Jersey. In addition to the place of worship, it also has a welcome center, museum, and event space. And apparently this temple sits on more than 180 acres of land.
Wow. The largest Massive. Hindu temple outside of India, and it's going to be in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
These are all facts and sentences that I would never have imagined would get uttered out loud.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
Definitely not what you'd expect.
That's right. I wonder if Bon Jovi will sing about it. David, thanks so much for the update. Or Springsteen, right. Is he still making music? Like new music? Yeah, I don't know either. All right. 656 here on News Radio 92.3. This is kind of interesting. Remember that kind of rumored, fabled debate that Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom of California, were going to maybe get into it and have... Yeah, they're doing it.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be on Hannity's show on Fox News. He's going to be the mod. I'm surprised that Gavin Newsom agreed to that because, you know, being on Fox News is unfriendly territory. Sean Hannity is... I would not describe Sean Hannity as the impartial, unbiased, fair arbiter of debate. You know, like that's not his gig.
But Gavin Newsom and Sean Hannity sat down for an interview. This is about a month ago. Okay. And I really felt, because I kind of feel the same way you do about that, And Gavin Newsom handed him his ass.
Really?
Yes, I thought, okay. Which was weird because it's Sean Hannity.
Right.
And it's Gavin Newsom. And it's like, you go, Newsom.
Interesting. Yeah,
so this will be a good debate. I'm sorry.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think it'll be very interesting. And I think it's a smart move for DeSantis, who's trying to find any way to, you know, scratch and claw back into the higher, you know, the upper echelon of the competing with Trump for the nomination.
Pair up with Nikki Haley.
Well, see, but that doesn't help his brand particularly. Like, that's one of those things that won't help him right now. He's sort of running to the right to win the nomination. You know, that's the idea. She's in the middle, unfortunately. 437-1620. There was one other thing I was going to... you know, we got a debate coming up tomorrow night, so that's going to be, what, on Fox Business? I'm going on memory here. I don't have my thing to look at. I really should have looked it up before I talked to you. Time for future news. Should we talk about the things that are going to happen in the future before they happen? That's what we do.
Yeah, it feels like a Monday still. It's future news.
So... RV park or condo on Navarre Beach? What's going to be the ultimate outcome here?
I think an RV park would be a good idea, but I think it's going to be condo.
Honestly, same. I hope the residents recognize that they would rather have the RV park than the condo. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they will recognize that, but that's kind of where
you
think.
You know how much money you need to have an RV?
Oh, yeah.
Put that in consideration.
No kidding. Y'all. Who wins the Newsom versus DeSantis debate on Hannity?
DeSantis.
Man, I think it's going to be good TV. I think it'll be really good TV. Will Braun Razors get Bud Lighted over having this picture of a trans becomes a man, you know, person maybe shaving with a double mastectomy and all that?
No, I don't think so.
I kind of feel like no. Plus, I think some of the other razor companies are on board anyway. It's kind of the old, you know, you had your one shot with Bud Light. How many other companies are going to be able to affect? I don't know. We'll see. And Will Milton become more and more decent and professional after Scott Collins comes to town?
Absolutely.
Well, let's kick that football just one more time.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.